podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an investment research firm committed to helping clients invest with confidence. To find out more, visit newconstructs.com or tweet us @newconstructs. Here's your host, value investing expert and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, I'm David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today, I want to talk to you about a real-world example of how Wall Street insiders are able to make outsized returns because, well, they have access to information that us regular Joes don't have access to, and it really serves as a reminder as to how the average investor really needs to focus on what we can control. That is understanding profitability and valuation and making sure we take smart risk. We're not going to be able to make the outsized returns of the guys who have special information, inside information, so we got to focus on what we can control, and that is making sure we own good cash flows at reasonable valuations. Before I get to the punchline, I want to remind everybody that you can access New Constructs research at any time, any place, anywhere over the internet, www.newconstructs.com, the best earnings quality and valuation models in the world on the 3,000 stocks, 7,000 mutual funds, and 400 ETFs that we cover. That coverage is growing faster and faster as our unique and proprietary parsing technology continues to improve. We continue to be called upon by top regulators in the world, the top rulemakers in the world, to help identify and prevent accounting loopholes from allowing companies to manage earnings. So, the punchline today, you know, I got the idea this morning because I was watching CNBC and I saw the CEO of Allergan on there talking about the attempted takeover by Valeant and the trials and tribulations they had with Bill Ackman and Pershing Square. And I got to say, the CEO of Allergan was a real class act. But it doesn't cover up the fact that there's some really effectively unethical and probably illegal activity. A federal judge said flat out that the Allergan trade raised serious quote-unquote questions. The SEC is investigating. In case you're not familiar with what happened, here's what went down. In February of 2014, Valeant and Pershing Square got together and decided they were going to form a partnership. And as part of this partnership, they were going to go out and buy certain companies. Now, Valeant has a little bit of a questionable history. The famous short seller, Jim Chanos, has pointed out that if they don't do more acquisitions, the stock's going to effectively blow up. And people have read some of our analysis on acquisitions know that we feel like acquisitions are really just, they're often value-destroying, but they keep the stock going because Wall Street supports the stock for a lot of reasons. That'll be subject of another podcast someday. But suffice to say, Pershing Square, Valeant, they get together, and the plan is this. We'll figure out that we want to go out and pay big bucks to buy a couple companies. But before we buy those companies, let's go out and buy shares in these target companies so that when we say we're going to buy them to the premium, buy them for a premium, well, we make money. So that's exactly what happened when Valeant announced in April 2014 it was going to buy Allergan. Prior to that announcement, Bill Ackman and Pershing Square had bought up 10% of Allergan, so that when Valeant announced that it was going to buy Allergan, effectively, Bill Ackman and Pershing Square appeared to be trading on inside information. They knew that Valeant was going to announce that they wanted to buy Allergan, so in advance of that announcement, they went up and bought shares of Allergan. One of the things that jumped out at me this morning when seeing the Allergan CEO speak was that it was announced that Bill Ackman was one of the top hedge fund managers in 2014, and that was largely because of the Allergan trade. Allergan went up about 90% in the last 12 months, and Bill Ackman made tons of money on that trade because he was able to, in advance of the announcement that it would be bought, buy up shares in Allergan. This is a great example of the advantage that certain Wall Street insiders or Wall Street heavyweights have over average investors. Let's face it, our Bloomberg terminal or whatever platform you're using, you know, you don't get access to that kind of information. You don't get it from your online trading platform. You don't get it from any really research providers out there. It's certainly not going to help you with respect to technical trading strategies or momentum trading strategies. That information is just not available. It's available only to those that have effectively inside access. And it's pretty much illegal. Now, the fact that it's illegal doesn't mean that Ackman is necessarily going to be in trouble. Been a lot of illegal activity that's gone on with respect to trading in the past, and investing that has not led to anything. And sometimes when it does amount to something, it's, as I pointed out before, it's a slap on the wrist, right? As is the case with S&P and their settlement with respect to the mortgage-backed troubles, as was the case of the Global Research settlement back in the tech bubble, where the fines that were handed out were small potatoes compared to the outsized profits that those companies made engaging in the illegal activities. So effectively, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is that there's very little disincentive to engage in these illegal activities, because even if you get busted, and a lot of times you don't, the size of the fine is not really much of an impediment or deterrent. You're making money big time, and the fine is not that big a deal. And if you think that this is the only time that Valiant and Pershing Square have played this game, they've done it before. They made the same thing. They made the same play with another company called Zoetis, Zoetis. It's also in the pharmaceutical business and healthcare business. It's more on the animal side of things or veterinary side of things. But that stock rose 6% following disclosure that Pershing Square had owned them, and Valiant, you know, acknowledged that they were also a potential takeover target as things with Allergan started to break down. So the message is, focus on what you can control, average investor. You don't have access to this inside information. These are the big guys pushing big piles of money around. They can in many ways control the dialogue. It's a brilliant strategy. Because Bill Ackman has such a microphone on the markets, he can go out and talk about his book, talk about his portfolio and his positions, and move those stocks in certain directions. Another great example, Herbalife, right? He says, I'm short that stock. What happens? It goes down. And what we found, you know, in our own hedge, in our own fund, and look, we eat our own cooking, and we short stocks on occasion, and we've shorted stocks in what I call a vacuum. You know, a long time ago we did that. And it was not successful. I mean, we saw companies that were about to go out of business and they would pop 30-40% because they announced that they had entered into a strategic, they entered a partnership with some major bank to explore quote unquote strategic alternatives or strategic opportunities, which people in the business, people have been on Wall Street as I have, know that that's just sort of double talk for, please find someone to buy us before we go bankrupt. Nevertheless, our short position gets blown up, and 6 months later, you know, the stock blows up. But in the meantime, we're pushed out of the short. And we were right, it's just that there was a bigger dialogue out there that was wrong that could move the stock. And so we've really focused on, you know, if we're going to short a stock, we need to be able to tell a story that lets other people understand why we're short. So what I'm saying is that when we say we want to, you know, before we short or before we even think about shorting, we make sure that we've got a story that we believe is very compelling. And it's not just the facts that are important. It's got to be a story that can get traction in the marketplace. And then I've got to be able to be like Bill Ackman and David Einhorn and talk about that and say, hey, by the way, we think this stock should go down because of blank and blank. That's really the only way you can effectively short these days, because if you don't, you take the risk of standing in front of a train and getting run over by someone telling the opposite story. So, look, unless you're able to play the game, and by the way, we don't play that game very well because we don't wield nearly the amount of power that Bill Ackman does over stock prices and markets and the dialogue about certain stocks. It's just something that we've decided if we can't have that kind of an impact, then we shouldn't be shorting. So, surprise, surprise, we don't short very much. But when we do, we're very transparent about what we're doing and why, because we think that if we're not, then the story never gets out there. The big takeaway here is, unless you're able to move markets like Bill Ackman, unless you're able to take positions in companies before you know that there's going to be a very positive announcement about someone trying to take that company over and help you make billions of dollars, if you don't have that kind of advantage, focus on where you can get an advantage. And that's in understanding profitability and valuation, because that's how you can really manage risk reward. If you focus on making sure that you buy stocks that have good, strong returns on capital, good, strong cash flows, and whose valuations imply that those cash flows are going to grow very little or not at all, well, then you're taking smart risk. You're taking very little risk. And over the long term, that's what's going to help you make money for yourself, for your clients, and you're going to be doing it the right way. Doing it the right way, which means you can invest with a clear conscience, knowing that you're focusing on risk reward, which is really at the end of the day what investing is all about.